This is The Brief, on the three champions taking the slow road in AI. According to Conversational AI Watch, while the industry obsesses over shipping fast, a scientist, a Democrat, and a Republican are proving the future belongs to safe, regulated machines. And a quick thanks to our sponsor, Clinician Assist, whose software actually helps put these safety standards into practice. First, the clinical standard. Dartmouth's Dr. Nicholas Jacobson co-founded Therabot Labs, and their bot just passed the first randomized trial for a generative AI therapy chatbot, dropping depression symptoms by a massive 51%. But they didn't rush. They literally required a licensed clinician to watch every single conversation. Imagine learning to drive with dual controls. Isn't that the exact human oversight we need before letting AI therapy loose? Second, moving from clinical to legal oversight, someone finally wrote the rulebook for these chat windows. Colorado Democrat Sean Camacho passed the first in the nation conversational AI law, taking effect August 12th. Instead of regulating a vague fog, it specifically targets the talking machine. It forces bots to disclose they aren't human, with immediate crisis protocols for suicidal users. Honestly, why did a Denver state rep, not the federal government, finally set a hard compliance floor? Finally, building on Colorado's foundation, Georgia is tackling our most vulnerable users, kids. Republican Jason Anavarte wrote Senate Bill 540, taking effect July 1st, 2027. It totally bans emotional retention tactics, meaning a bot literally cannot fake sadness or beg a child to stay online. With zero carve-outs or revenue thresholds for tech giants to hide behind, could this be the ironclad child safety blueprint we've wanted? Ultimately, whether in a clinical trial or a statehouse, true innovation in AI isn't about moving fast and breaking things, but proving it actually works safely.